Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stacked show per huge for everybody this fine hump day afternoon. We've got one of my favorite guests to kick us off. I'll introduce him in just a moment. At the bottom of this half hour, I've got questions for you because we are in the midst of quite the showdown over the state's biennial budget. Here are my questions for you, and I want to hear from you at the bottom of this hour. And that is, are you currently looking for childcare? If you've got it, how much are you paying for it? Are you worried about its continued affordability? Why? Because we've got quite the deadline looming. In just 5 days, the subsidies, the supports for the program known as Child Care Counts runs out. Child care will get more scarce and more expensive for all working families across Wisconsin. We may even be facing child care deserts in some rural areas. So I want to hear from you. Again, are you and your family trying to find child care? If you've got it, how much are you paying for it? Are you worried about it? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. At the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway for today's installment of Broad Appeal. And boy, do I have some questions about all the things going on in Madison. Yes, this one goes out to the WMDX listeners and everyone, of course, across the state. Mayor Rhodes Conway is joining me at the bottom of this hour. So at 4:30, at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by two child care providers. It's this important. We got to talk to all the folks that have something to say about child care. And last, but certainly not least, we will be joined by Marquette pollster extraordinaire, Professor Charles Franklin. The new Marquette poll dropped today. And boy, is it fascinating, including about whether or not Governor Tony Evers should run again. And we're going to close the show out by asking you that very question. Should the governor run again? Lots of opportunities for you to get involved this afternoon. But let me bring on one of my favorite guests. He tries to join me at least once every week. His name's Dan Schaefer, creator of the Recombobulation Area and political editor here at Civic Media. He's here for the State Slate. Welcome back, Dan. Nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie. Always wonderful to join you here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network. Lots to talk about. Yes. Lots to talk about.
So let's start with the fact that, I'm just going to say it, there is absolutely no freaking way, like snowball's chance in hell, that the budget is wrapped up, our biennial budget here in the state of Wisconsin, by the end of June deadline. It ain't happening. So if we don't have a new budget, what happens then?
Well, you're right. We are up against the end of the fiscal year here. Republicans are not going to hit their deadline to pass a budget in time. We've heard about how talks have broken down, how they've been kind of siloed. We can get into the kind of the differences between what the Assembly and Senate Republicans are looking for at the moment. But all that would happen really is that the previous two-year budget would essentially carry over until a new one is passed. So the budget that was passed 2 years ago that Tony Evers had a line item veto for to clean up certain things about it, extend education funding, whatever it might be, we would just kind of go back to those base levels. So any cuts that Republicans have talked about, you know, the cuts to the UW system and you know, many other issues, those would not go into effect until something is actually signed. So we just go back to those base levels of funding. You know, you mentioned childcare at the open of the show and how you're going to be talking about that today. That's been one of the big issues in the budget. The governor's really kind of drawn a line in the sand on that issue, saying that if this budget does not include funding for childcare, he's not going to sign it. You know, he can make changes with his line item veto. He can't make something appear out of zero. So that's part of the challenge there as well.
Hard to line item zero into a nothing into something. That certainly would not work, which brings me to this question about the governor taking this stand. I have a lot of respect for Governor Evers. I have not personally seen him to play what I'm going to call real bare-knuckled politics, sort of the brinksmanship politics. Probably the closest analogy that we hit was whether or not he was going to sign the maps, right? We had this moment where it was like, are they good enough? Is the governor going to sign them? And he did. He didn't sort of push the envelope there. So I'm curious about your view of Governor Evers' appetite for that kind of who blinks first politics. What do you think?
That's a great question. I think, you know, obviously he's saying that he wants some level of childcare funding to be in the budget. Well, what does he need that for that to be? Because the proposal he's putting forward is you know, north of $400 million. Republicans have so far come to the table with nothing. I don't even know what they're coming to the table with. But I think you're right. I think, and we ran a piece about this at the Recombobulation area today from contributing writer and chair of Outagamie County Democrats, Emily Cephos. And she wrote this, and I'll just quote directly from the piece. The governor still holds powerful tools, the veto pen, the bully pulpit, and the trust of many Wisconsinites. But those tools only work if they're wielded boldly and visibly. I think that is what Evers needs to do next. Be clear about what you need in this budget. You know, he's talked about K-12 education funding. He's talked about funding for the UW system, talked about funding for childcare. You know, there are still many of his priorities that have been unrealized, things like expanding Medicaid and taking a number of steps when it comes to healthcare, extending postpartum Medicaid coverage for new moms. But I think we need to see something from Evers here as we get close to that June 30th budget deadline to really get out in front of this. You know, where should he be making a statewide tour? Should he be delivering some sort of address? I think he needs to use that bully pulpit to really rally support among these issues, because as we saw, you know, in some of the issue polling in the Marquette University Law School poll today, a lot of Wisconsinites are on his side on the issues. So at what point does the governor draw a line in the sand and say, if you're going to cut UW, I'm vetoing the whole budget. If you're not doing this, I'm vetoing the whole budget. And I think the governor needs to work with allies in the Democratic Party, in the legislature as well, to try to get some of these priorities over the finish line in this budget.
And here's the thing that occurs to me that is a little bit in the weeds, a little bit wonky about our current biennial budget. And that is, if some funding provisions aren't permanent, or if the funding is running out, are there potential pitfalls that we would experience if the governor vetoes a second version, right? I think there's been a lot of chatter amongst Dems that, oh, this is great, have him veto it. With the current budget is far better than what we could ever get in a new budget. And I think that principle, it certainly sounds good. It is a pithy hot take. But is that really the case? Because, you know, the action is always in the details. And do we know, you know, I'm as an economist, I'm always thinking about, you know, the law of unintended consequences. Do we know the full ramifications of such a veto? Do you think people are in the weeds enough? Do we know, you know, hey, if we just stick with what we've got, we're going to be fine? Or are there some hidden traps there?
I think this is why the public piece of this is so important. I think Evers needs to get out there and make the case and be clear about what he wants out of this budget. Because it's also becoming more and more clear that there are some key differences between where Assembly Republicans are on this bill. Robin Voss and his caucus, they have actually kind of come to the table and met with Evers on a number of different things. Whereas in the Senate, which has a much smaller Republican majority, they can't really afford to lose. They can't afford to lose two votes in order to be able to pass this budget with only Republican votes. So do they need to start negotiating with Democrats to get a vote on their side? Do they need to make changes to get, you know, the round out that support in their caucus? You know, there was a statement yesterday from probably one of the most far right members of the caucus, State Senator Steve Nass from Whitewater, saying he wanted basically the entire budget to be given away as a tax cut and for massive cuts to be taken at pretty much every level of government. So there's one vote that you are not going to get
right
on this budget really at all. And so are they going to try to play ball with some of the Senate Democrats there as well? I mean, I think there's a real risk if you look ahead to next year, if Senate Republicans refuse to pass a budget, I mean, they could lose the Senate. There's three districts that Kamala Harris won that will be on the ballot next year. Republicans could absolutely lose the Senate with their actions that they're taking over the next 5 days.
Folks, that's Dan Schaefer, creator of the Recombobulationary and political editor here. That's, to me, Dan, that's where the action is truly. Like, hey, if we know that the governor has negotiated with the Assembly Republicans to get us to a point that is better than our current budget as a baseline, right? If he's actually moved the mark, then yeah, it's not, oh yeah, just have him veto it. No. If we would be better off where the governor's gotten those negotiations, the real question then turns to Senate Dems about, yes, do they understand that? And I completely agree with you, Dan, that we need the governor out there. And I'll say this, the eerie similarities between what we're seeing in the state of Wisconsin and what's going on Capitol Hill have no end, right? Like the division between the House and the Senate in the Beltway is very similar to what's going on here, including some senators wanting even more draconian cuts that would fall really heavily, have very acute impacts on the Republicans' base. I think Tony Evers should be out there basically campaigning about the budget, be everywhere all the time talking about the top line, two, three, four things that you need more compromise from Republicans in the state on and put their feet to the fire. Dan, your thoughts on that? I just think this is a big issue. Tie it to the big brutal bill. Talk about the fact that Republicans aren't planning for that impact, right? Talk about rural Wisconsin. Talk about those red counties and make the affirmative case. Your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. And I think Evers needs to, there has to be a public process to have this debate. And I think, you know, it's one thing for Evers and his team to, you know, organize these childcare visits as they have been doing across the state. But I still think they're kind of playing catch up to what some of these organizing groups and other legislators have done on this issue for years. You know, we've had Corrine Hendrickson on the airwaves here in Syracuse a number of times, including on your show. There you go. And she and her group, We Can, have really been sounding the alarm on this for a long time. I think there needs to be more than just a couple visits to childcare centers around the state from Governor Evers. There has to be another level to this.
I mean, everyday interviews go to the conservative outlets. Dan, can you stick around for another segment? I want to dig into that childcare piece with this looming deadline. The state slate continues. We talk childcare. Is your family looking for childcare? How much is it costing you? 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.